This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. In an extraordinary phone call on Saturday, U.S. President Donald Trump pleaded with the election officials in the southern U.S. state of Georgia to find him enough votes to overturn his pivotal loss there to President-elect Joe Biden. Trump spoke with the state's top elections official, Republican Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, in a recording obtained by The Washington Post and published Sunday afternoon. In an hour-long call, Mr. Trump disputed the accuracy of three separate vote counts in Georgia that showed Biden was the first Democratic presidential contender to capture the state since 1992. On Sunday, Mr. Trump said on Twitter, "I spoke to Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger yesterday about Fulton County and voter fraud in Georgia. He was unwilling or unable to answer questions such as the ballots under the table scam, ballot destruction, out-of-state voters, dead voters, and more. He has no clue." That's the end of the tweet. A few hours later, Raffensperger replied, also via Twitter, "Respectfully, President Trump, what you're saying is not true. The truth will come out." Even if Trump were to upend the Georgia vote, Biden would still have more than the 270-vote majority needed to win the presidency in the Electoral College. Thousands of Iraqis converged on central Baghdad's Tahrir Square on Sunday to mark the first anniversary of the twin assassinations in a U.S. airstrike of a top Iranian general and the leader of a powerful Iraqi Shiite militia. Last year's U.S. drone strike near Baghdad airport killed Major General Qasem Soleimani, the commander of the elite Quds Force of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, and Abu Mahdi al-Mohandas, the deputy head of Iraq's Hashd al-Shaabi militia, along with several other Iran-allied militiamen. More on that story at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.